Thank you very much, distinguished audience. I'm happy to have you here at my talk, which is going to be on soil organic matter and soil-water interactivity in the semi-arid tropics of West Africa. By way of a quick introduction, I would not like to dwell much. I'm very happy with the previous speakers in the morning, who gave a very brief overview generally of the farming and soil organic matter conditions or situation in the sub-Saharan African soils. So I'm going to talk on the soil organic matter status, basically, but I'm not going to talk much on that. And then I'll give some results from some of the work that has been conducted in my institute, which I have been involved with in one way or the other. So in general, we have the agroecological map of Africa, and you can see that around the semi-arid or arid tropics, which is here, we have soils that have organic matter content that's less than 1% or just around 1%. And then we have soils of low activity clays, and then the organic matter turnover is very, very high. The rate of decomposition of organic materials is high. We also have soils that are weak in aggregation, and the textural characteristics of these soils are normally very sandy in nature, which have poor water holding capacities. Here we have an agroecological map of Nigeria showing the soil organic carbon stocks at the 1 meter soil depth. And then we can see that soils that are around the semi-arid or arid north have soil organic carbon contents or stocks of around 30 tons carbon per hectare, where we have in the south, humid south, you have soil organic carbon contents that are greater than 180 tons per hectare of carbon. So we've had a lot of talks about ways to increase soil organic matter content of the soils, or ways to reduce the soil organic matter losses. Here we can think about, we have heard talks of addition of organic materials, very nice discussion on the quality and the quantity that is required to increase soil organic matter content. Also, we've heard about how to increase productivity. We have management practices that increases productivity, or the abundance of biomass that will improve the increase the soil organic matter content of the soils. We've also heard about heard about soil cropping systems, whereby we have rotations with legumes and intercrops also with legumes, where they are expected to increase the soil organic carbon stocks and increase the soil fertility. Use of perennials in the cropping systems, such as the well-managed long and short-term grasslands that we heard can increase the subsurface, especially the subsurface soil organic carbon, reduce erosions. And then we have the fallows, long-term or short-term fallows, which are used, which increases the soil organic carbon content. And also agroforestry is using trees that can improve soil organic carbon content, or rather that fixes nitrogen in the soils, like the Fidavia or the others like the acacia, and good fertilizer management practices. We've had talk on the integrated soil fertility management that can increase soil organic carbon stocks or organic matter content of the soil. Others that reduces soil organic matter contents are reduced tillage, erosion control, like use of ground cover, reduce tillage here, and barriers and alternative land uses. So I will just go quickly to present some results in the Northern Guinea Savanna of Africa, of Nigeria, that focuses on the cropping system's effects on organic matter, on organic matter content of soils and their effects on water retention. So one of them on the cropping system effect here, we have the systems of maize, soybean, desmodium in soil cropping, and where we have maize, soybean, desmodium in the strips of 1-1 rows, and then we have maize, soybean in 2 strips maize and 4 strips of desmodium of soybean, and that of 2 strips maize and 2 strips of 4 strips of desmodium. Here we see the organic carbon content for 2 years, where the maize desmodium strips with 2 to 4 is having the highest organic matter content compared to the other cropping systems. The same trend is also seen for the 0 to 20 centimeters depth in the second year, which is in 2015. This is on a 10-year system, like a system that is continuously under these cropping activities. We also have another example here where you have the rotation effect, where you have the maize cowpea rotation having the higher organic carbon content at the 15 years, over 15 years cropping systems in the 0 to 25 centimeter soil depths. This experiment has the effect of tillage, conservation tillage, and reduced tillage and the no tillage, where we have not yet seen the tillage effect on the soil organic carbon content yet. And then here we go to the interactivity with soil water retention. Here I present an experiment. It's a short-term experiment. At the time we took this data, it was just for 3 years. And we have the effect of tillage practices on soil water retention, and where only the moisture content at saturation, we have the no-till having the highest moisture content, and it significantly differs from the 2 other tillage practices. For the no-till was higher. Then for the moisture content and fuel capacity, the reduced tillage, the no tillage and the conventional tillage were having statistically similar moisture retention, but the conventional tillage is higher than that of the reduced tillage, where at the minus 100 kilopascal, we don't have any statistical difference between the 3 tillage practices. Here we see the effect of a 3-year cover crop preceding maize crop on the soil water retention. For all this, we have the Centrosema pascorum that is used as a cover crop, having the highest moisture retained at saturation, but there was no significant difference between the two moisture retention ranges of field capacity for all other cover crops. So, similarly, we have that for these cropping systems for the maize, soybean, desmodium intercrops. So, in conclusion, generally, we say soil organic carbon and soil water retention in the 0 to 20 centimeter depth was slightly increased with no tillage rotation and some cover crops, while soil organic carbon and soil water retention in the Northern Guinea savanna alfisols are not easily improved in the short term. So I would like to quickly round up with these questions: that are we really on the road to a higher soil organic matter content? We've heard talks in the morning, and I can say yes, we are, despite all the constraints we face, which are the biophysical constraints for the soils and the environmental, as well as we have some social constraints that we face in this region. And since we said yes, we are on the road, have we reached our destination? I'll say no, We are still reaching there with the talks we had this morning, with challenges for the smallholder farmer to increase his productivity, to increase the soil organic carbon basis. And then how do we stay on the road? Options were there, very many options, incentives for ecosystem services, incentives for integrating livestock systems, making good policies that will help the farmers to keep more livestock, to get more organic matter or more organic input from the manures. At the same time, there should be the emphasis also of the organic manure management, because if there is no good organic manure management, you don't have the good quality to put on your on the soils. So with that, I would like to round up my presentation. Thank you for listening.